Hi, everyone. This is Robin Gansert, President and CEO of American Humane, and I'm so delighted to welcome you to our second Fireside Chat. Like the original Fireside Chat so many decades ago, held by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt during the Great Depression, we at American Humane wanted to find a friendly way to bring us all together to share vital information at a time when so much critical work needs to be done to protect our animal friends. And yet many of us are not only feeling isolated during this pandemic, but we also share a certain degree of understandable fear. But that will not stop us. To quote another amazing leader from FDR's time, Winston Churchill, he famously said, "If you're going through hell, keep going." And certainly, we are going through hell, and we're going to keep going. For 143 years, through epidemics, wars, national disasters, American Humane has kept going for the sake of the world's animals. And I'm so pleased to report to you, our friends, our supporters, our devoted staff, that today, American Humane is continuing to take a leadership role in speaking for and protecting animals in their time of need. And I want to do a big thank you and a shout out to our governing board of directors. Many of you have joined us on this call today. Special thanks to the leadership of our board chair, John Payne. It's all of us together, our friends, our supporters, our board, our staff, that allows us to continue to speak for the animals in this terrible time. We have been front and center during the COVID-19 pandemic, directing a national effort encouraging people to foster and adopt animals who've been abandoned in shelters. Aided by so many of our friends in the media who've amplified our message and reached millions, our words are having a powerful impact. In fact, many of you have read the articles in Today.com, national magazines such as People, U.S. News and World Report, and even Glamour magazine. We have all seen an incredible upswing in fostering and adoptions. In fact, that beautiful foster, pandemic foster dog Tux, was just adopted into a forever loving home. And gratitude to my colleague Amber, who brought fostering to Tux, and then Tux, because of all the incredible media he's received, has now been brought into an incredible loving home forever. So congratulations to Tux. But friends, our rural shelters and those in less affluent areas are still struggling without enough adopters and not enough foot traffic as stay-at-home orders take effect. And also remember, so many adoption events have been canceled. Shelters are alerting us that they are running short on food and supplies, and not enough people are adopting or fostering cats. To meet these critical needs, American Humane is reaching out to the public with messages about the urgency of cat adoption. And we just launched a national campaign to get vital food, vital supplies to shelters in need, called the Feed the Hungry campaign. In just the first 100 hours, we've already identified and begun making grants to shelters in states across our great country, including Florida, New Jersey, and Louisiana. We just issued a grant to Tri-County Humane Society in Boca Raton, Florida, Humane Society of St. Lucie County, also in Florida, Animal Aid, Inc. in Williamstown, New Jersey, and Companion Animal Alliance in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And this morning, bright and early, I just approved 5 more grants that have been released to some incredible rescue and shelter groups. As stay-at-home orders, travel restrictions, and closures continue to impact our shelter and rescue friend community, and even shelter staff are falling ill or are quarantined, we are designing our Feed the Hungry campaign to be a real lifesaver for so many animals in need. Our friend at American Humane, Karen Talbot, she's one of the founders of Animal Aid USA. She just told me, she said, "Robin, with the world in its present state and so much misery and sadness surrounding us, knowing that we thought of our organization and provided us with a grant through their Feed the Hungry campaign, she can sleep better tonight knowing so many animals will have food." And she says, "I wonder if American Humane really stands for always helping. Thank you all from the bottom of my heart." And that's from our good friend Karen, founder of Animal Aid USA in New Jersey, right near the epicenter of our COVID-19 outbreak. Well, Karen, we're glad to help you and your animals in your care. And know shelter and rescue groups, we are going through grant applications right now, processing those as soon as we possibly can to help feed the hungry in our animal shelters. Well, many of our lives have changed over the past few weeks with the stay-at-home orders, and particularly our kiddos, our nation's kiddos, are now finding their schoolroom to be their living room. So American Humane is reaching out to families nationwide this week during the pandemic to make sure that this opportunity to be with our kiddos 24/7 isn't a burden but a blessing, and one that can strengthen our incredible mission to make the world a better place for animals. We know that many families are sheltering at home, trying to get work done while the kids are maybe bouncing off the walls with boredom, worrying that being out of school for so long, they'll start maybe falling behind in their studies. And we thought there's no better way to keep America's children engaged, happy, and learning the right lessons in life than offering our free series of humane education books and lessons called Humane Heroes. In fact, our Humane Heroes books won the 2019 Teacher's Choice Award for the best curriculum. I'm so proud of this book series, which is designed in three different levels for K through 12. These award-winning books, written by American Humane and published by our good friends at Chicken Soup for the Soul, focus on the incredible endangered creatures being protected and preserved in the world's top zoological institutions certified by American Humane. These books are designed to help kiddos build their reading skills. And again, there are book series designed for elementary, middle school, and high school children. We know these inspirational stories of animal rescue, rehab, and conservation really do share our values of compassion, caring, and hope in today's times. Needed now, this messaging more than ever. I love these stories. There's a great story about a baby cheetah who was orphaned, a penguin who was able to walk again with the help of a 3D printer, and an abandoned baby dolphin who was saved. All this incredible work was done by American Humane Certified Zoos and Aquariums and Conservation Centers that are truly devoted to serving and protecting, preserving the hundreds of thousands of beautiful and unique and disappearing species. These free books, they're all free, and professionally designed lesson plans can be read and shared by kiddos and their parents during homeschooling or just as a way of spending quality time together during this period of isolation. We hope it'll be just one of those opportunities to cultivate more friends for the world's animals. And if you want to see these books and find out where they are for free, you can go to Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, and you can download the Humane Heroes series. And parents, the free lesson plans can be found at chickensoupforthesoul.com/AH. Again, the website for the free lesson plans, chickensoupforthesoul.com/AH. Please do enjoy these incredible stories and the lesson plans. I think your children will truly enjoy. These stories are real. They're real because our zoos and aquariums really serve as arcs for hope in the battle to save more than 1 million endangered and disappearing species. American Humane Certified Zoos and Aquariums around the world now protect more than a third of 1 million rare and beautiful animals, and they're on the front lines of conservation. One of the great stories that one of our certified institutions, Zoo Marine in Portugal, shared with me just this week was their saving of an incredible giant leatherback sea turtle. It's the biggest turtle on Earth, seriously declining in numbers, and they wanted me to share this story with you today because it's an incredible story of inspiration. The 660-pound turtle they called Kino was weak and had multiple cuts and abrasions. The Zoo Marine team, led by biologist Elio Vincente, worked for weeks to rehabilitate Kino, creating a special harness and custom-made gloves for his fins that allowed him to keep swimming while protecting his skin. And just recently, despite the fact that Zoo Marine Portugal has been closed after 49 days, the longest time any leatherback turtle has ever been in such care. He was released back into the ocean to live his life. So our incredible zoos and aquariums have been certified and working with American Humane over these years. They're still doing the important life-saving and rescue work despite being closed to the public during our pandemic. These kinds of stories are repeated over and over, hundreds and thousands of times at our wonderful facilities. Their work is really incredible. They're really on the front lines preserving America's greatest biological treasures, and we need to remember them and keep them in our hearts and minds. And be sure to visit their websites, many of them doing live cams and adorable videos. In fact, our great partner at Georgia Aquarium, another American Humane Certified facility, had a great opportunity for puppies from Atlanta Humane to run through their facility and see the belugas up close. That video went viral over the past week, and I think they even had a penguin walking through their facility too. And just great fun and great entertainment for the children who are homeschooled at the moment, but importantly, it's a life lesson for these kiddos about conservation and preserving our world's endangered species. So thanks to our conservation partners for their incredible work. Friends on our nation's farms and ranches, it's important to know their work still continues. We're the largest certifier of animal welfare in the world, and that means that really 1 billion animals are living safer, humane, and objectively better lives under our American Humane Certified seal. I want to especially thank our American Humane Certified farmers for continuing to work so hard during this crisis to ensure that our store stays stocked and that we all have access to fresh, nutritious, and humanely raised food. You know, in addition to our rescue and medical personnel, they are the heroes during this difficult time. I want to give a big shout out to all of our certified producers who are doing so much, including a fond farewell to a good friend of American Humane and a good friend of mine, Carrie Dowdy, who recently passed away, not of COVID-19. Carrie was the chairman of the iconic Butterball Company and was responsible for improving the lives of millions of turkeys and truly setting a new industry standard in poultry industry by partnering with American Humane. He's a legend in the agricultural community and, importantly, a pioneer in being humane. We will all miss Carrie, and we send our best wishes to he and his family in this difficult time. Friends, I encourage everyone to support those who feed the nation and do right by seeking out our American Humane Certified seal at grocery stores. Let's face it, we wouldn't be able to get through this crisis without our great farmers and ranchers. And to help all of us better get through the crisis while we're sheltering at home with our families, I'd like to share each week with you a delicious and humane recipe you can make. And then when you make the recipe, please send me one of the photos. I would love to see the photos that you're doing in terms of your new American Humane cookbook. One of our favorites come from our friends at Coleman Natural Foods, who was the first in the country to raise their pigs 100% cage crate-free, very important, 100% crate-free. As a pioneer in the ag field, Mel Coleman and his family have been committed to excellence in animal welfare standards since 1875. And he says, for this reason, we chose to work with American Humane because of their meticulous auditing practices and the breadth of their involvement in domestic and international animal welfare practices. Sometimes it takes looking back to our roots and doing things the way nature intended to really get it right. And now on behalf of all of us at American Humane, we're thrilled that Coleman Natural Foods is American Humane Certified. And I know this week you offered to give us our very first American Humane Certified recipe to share through our fireside chat. And that is for a slow cooker pork roast with rosemary and sauerkraut that'll feed your family and soothe your soul at the same time. You can find it, friends, and many others at ColemanNatural.com/kitchen. ColemanNatural.com/kitchen. And when you make up these incredible recipes that we share with you in the coming weeks, please do send us a photo. We'd love to see your incredible kitchen delights. You know, many of us are spending time in front of our televisions now, too. A lot of time quarantined with our families, eating in front of our television, or just looking for good entertainment opportunities to pass the quarantine and stay-at-home time together. I want to encourage you to choose movies and TV shows that have earned our prestigious No Animals for Harm Seal of Approval. Some of my favorites that are out and streaming now are amazing. Oscar-nominated films Marriage Story and The Irishman. The series Ozark, The Witcher, and Westworld are incredible. And if you're looking from some older, lighter fare, Mary Poppins Returns is out. Others, Dolomite Is My Name, Godless, Dickinson, The Plot Against America, The Watchmen, See, Dead to Me, Bosch, Hunters, those are all American Humane Certified, No Animals Were Harmed Entertainment. And, of course, you know, there are many, many more. You can go visit HumaneHollywood.org and see our list of American Humane Certified, No Animals Were Harmed films. And I hope you'll add those to your quarantining time with your families. Friends, and since we all need heroes to look up to during these difficult times, you'll be happy to know that the public voting opens in less than an hour for our 2020 American Humane Hero Dog Awards, made possible by our platinum presenting sponsor, the Lois Pope Life Foundation, and supported by category sponsors, American Airlines and World Pet Association. Every year, American Humane scours the nation, seeking out the best, the bravest of our best friends, those who change and even save our lives on the battlefields, in our hospitals, and in our own homes. And I'm going to give you right now, as part of our fireside chat, an exclusive preview of one of those most courageous canines. Roscoe Bobo was found on the side of the road after being hit by a car. And, you know, I think this story this brings tears to my eyes. He was infected with two types of Lyme disease. Someone had cut his ear, and he'd been shot in the leg at the same time. Despite his terrible experiences, he now helps his rescuer deal with depression, anxiety, and the emotional wounds of a past relationship. You know, his owner put as part of his Hero Dog Awards nomination, he and I have been through some trauma. We had our battle scars. We both needed a new outlook on life. We would lay together on the couch and watch TV, and when I would cry, Roscoe would take his paw and pat me. His big eyes, even with cataracts, begged for attention, but were also filled with love. Roscoe is my little old man. He's a hero to me. When I was at my lowest, he saved me from myself. He gave me purpose and unconditional love, and he continues to do so. What an incredible story. It's just so touching. It's just one of the nearly 400 stories of Doggy Daring Do, these incredible hero dogs that you can read online at herodogawards.org. You can vote for your favorite once a day, starting 3 p.m. Eastern today. So just in a few short minutes, you can start voting. Isn't that wonderful? And you can tune in this fall when our Hero Dog Awards and its cast of canines and humane stars is broadcast on our wonderful friends on our Hallmark channel. Speaking of stars, I have to point out two terrific Twitter video posts by longtime American Humane supporters. Sir Anthony Hopkins, who paints and plays a composition for his wonderfully bored cat, Niblo. I hope many of you already saw that. It's amazing during their quarantine time. Do go online and take a look at them. They are short, but it'll give you a much and very needed lift. I love our good friend, Sir Anthony Hopkins, and a shout-out to his incredibly adorable, although bored, cat, Niblo. All these activities are there to help you win your own personal battle with avoiding coronavirus and keeping you safely and happily at home. Please do continue as our part of our American Humane community to practice social distancing and extra rigorous hand hygiene whenever you go out. Well, so many of you I know are just absolutely enthralled with our work with the military programs. Last week I mentioned MWD Elvis needs a ride home from Japan, and we're working on that. As soon as we can, we'll get MWD Elvis home. We heard this week that MWD Milo needs some veterinary care. We're rushing out to ensure that MWD Milo has the latest in terms of emergency veterinary care. And, you know, friends, remember that we've been fighting for more than 100 years to protect our military warriors and military animals. And I want to give you a brief dispatch from the field, so to speak. Many of you know American Humane's been serving those who serve our nation since 1916, and we were called to deploy even ahead of American fighting forces to help the millions of war horses used by the Allied troops in World War I. We rescued and cared for 68,000 wounded war horses each month. That was a colossal task that helped us win the war, and it was a humane imperative. In the century that's followed, we became a leader in developing animal therapy for veterans and their dogs. We've been bringing home retired war dogs from overseas. We've been finding dogs in need of forever loving homes and training them as life-saving service animals for veterans fighting those invisible wounds of war, PTS and TBI. I reported to you last week that we have 22 teams in training at this very moment across 8 states. And I wanted to share with you just a few words written to me by one of our veterans, Don, about how his service dog, Ammo, is helping him during this crisis. This is from Don. Robin, Ammo has been his normal, amazing self even during our current pandemic isolation. Last Monday was the anniversary of my traumatic stressor. Never been a good day, to say the least. This year with Ammo was different. The very first time I was able to face the day with strength and confidence. Ammo has kept me calm during Ohio's mandatory social restrictions, which helps me control anxiety levels. Ammo and I went to Kroger this morning, and I took the opportunity to capture a photo of him grounding me. I love this little boy. Last but not least, during increased isolation, typically not good for PTSD, it's absolutely wonderful to have this incredible companionship. With love, Don and Ammo. And we're sending a big virtual hug out to Don and Ammo today and to all of our teams continually training in this pandemic, because those matches will really save lives on both ends of the leash. Friends, in closing to today's fireside chat, doing the right thing by animals and by people is a moral imperative, as we at American Humane is known for 143 years. It's absolutely vital to pursue a humane and moral world for its own sake and for the sake of living, sentient creatures who deserve not to suffer. And pursuing a humane path is also something that affects our own well-being. When we ignore treating animals well, we all pay a price. This pandemic, which now threatens all of us, did not come out of nowhere. It may well have arisen from the gross mistreatment of animals, this time in a filthy, overcrowded, and inhumane exotic food markets in Wuhan, where it appears the virus mutated after a human consumed infected exotic animal flesh. Exotic animals are not food and should never be trafficked, and animal policy ought to be included in our trade agreements. As Americans, we all pride ourselves on exporting freedom and democracy. And it's now time for us to export humane values and good science-based and humane procedures with independent oversight to the rest of the world. This is not just a luxury for those who can afford to be humane, but a necessity for all of us with a conscience and all of humanity. In closing, I want to thank everyone who's been working with us to make a more humane world for so many animals year in and year out. In spite of, or perhaps because of, the challenges humanity is facing now, I am seeing the beginning of an outpouring of energy and enthusiasm for our humane mission. Please, I ask for you to help us spread that enthusiasm so we may turn that enthusiasm to support and to further expand our humane grasp to those whom we have not yet reached. Our campaigns, our newsletters, our impact reports are all on our website and are sure to resonate with all of those who care for animals. On behalf of all of us at American Humane, we thank you for what you've done, what you're continuing to do every single day for the cause of animals, to be the voice for the voiceless. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week with an update on our Fireside Chat, and we'll continue to offer these incredible opportunities throughout the pandemic so that we can, first and foremost, continue to be an uplift of a voice for what it is to be humane. Thank you for living these values with all of us. I'd like to now turn it over to our incredible operator, Dan, who loves animals as much as we do, and see if we can take any questions from those who are able to join us today.
The first question is going to come from Barbara Niven. So, Barbara, please, when you are ready, go ahead with your question.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Barbara.
I just want to say how excellent you were on this call and how appreciative I am of the hope and the inspiration you gave, because it made me so emotional to hear all the good things that American Humane is doing. And I just, if there's a way that I know we're all in self-isolation, you get me more things to put out on social media, I will help. And if there's anything we can do, I'm here. And I just want to express my gratitude to you and your team for all that you are doing in so many facets across the world. And you're absolutely right that we need to export and promote humanity and humanity to animals and people. And you are doing that every day in spades. And I'm just so proud to be a very, very tiny spark in that. And you've moved me so much more than anybody has moved me for weeks now. So thank you.
Barbara, thank you so much. Thank you. And I'm so glad that everyone's been able to participate on our call and know that these fireside chats are available on Friday mornings in a blog format, and we'll be able to mm-hmm. share those. And importantly, too, we will have an op-ed in a major publication shortly that talks about our call to action at American Humane, which is so critical that we must pride ourselves on not only exporting freedom and democracy as Americans, but it's time for us to export humane values and humane practices, because it is really led to this situation being a global pandemic. We have broken our social contract with animals, and it's us as humans with the moral imperative to change that now. And we have some ideas and thought leadership on this, which we'll share with you shortly. And friends, if we don't have any questions at this particular point in time, know that on behalf of all of us, we send our best wishes to you. We thank you. We have gratitude for you for being a member of American Humane's family. God bless American Humane, and God bless America. Thank you. Be well. We'll speak next week.